My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I want to believe that he's going to stay in San Francisco. I think he said, I want to believe he was going to stay in San Francisco, but you know, they hadn't talked in months. And I was like, oh, maybe he is leaving. And then I was worried he was going to the Steelers.
I mean, are we? All right. I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second. Hang on. Okay. It is very easy to take this kind of situation and blame the media for it and go, it's your fault. You focused in on this. You did this.
I'm going to be super honest. I'm going to look in the mirror and say, yes, I think it's true. I think the media made this deal a lot bigger than it had to be. Now, when he was sitting out, he just put all kinds of fuel on the fire. But yeah, this is one of those stories where the media made it way bigger than it ended up being in the end, right?
Well, there's a part two to this. The result
in the end is a giant dud.
There's a part two to this, Andy, and that part two is pretty simple. It's also all the fans' fault because the fans eat this crap up. I mean, you love rumors. I love rumors. You love trade proposals. You love fake trades. You love all of this stuff that they're. You love a guy who is not happy, who's starting to wiggle and starting to do the get me out of here. The NBA has built a media empire in the last 10 years on James Harden playing, then showing up to camp with a pot belly, playing for a little bit longer, wanting a new contract, then demanding a trade. I want to go play with World B Flat and KD over in New York. Like, we've built this whole thing, and the NFL is just the latest one that has been a part of it, because the fans love it and the media loves it, and we love the new shiny toy going somewhere else and the new shiny thing. So yeah, is it partially our fault? Sure. It's also the fans' fault. It's also the league's fault.
I can't blame the fans. It's too
early. Why not?
I don't know. I can't sit here and blame fans for being interested in a story that isn't playing out.
Yeah.
And then every time when you hear your team's involved, now
it's
all of a sudden you're sucked
fault.
Into it.
It's everybody's fault. Like, this isn't one of those where we all have to put ourselves, oh, yeah, this is on the meat. No, it's on everybody. It's 100% on everybody because we love it. We love this. I mean, my gosh, how many hours of content did everybody get out of Aaron Rodgers being weird? Between you talking to your friends about Aaron Rodgers being weird, between us on the air talking about Aaron Rodgers being weird, the NFL on their own network talking about Aaron Rodgers being weird. Like, come on now. It's everybody. It's everybody.
I don't know. I blame the media a little bit on this one.
Sure,
I mean,
the
story itself is what the story is.
Heck yeah, the media's at fault, but boy, everybody plays into it.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
this Brandon Ayuk thing. Hey, this is, I don't blame nobody, but I think now it's time for the local media to start looking and start to do a self-check about this team. Like, he took less money. And so you guys show yourself, what is it that the New England and Browns have in common that San Francisco don't?
Snow.
And that is this.
They have bad weather in San Francisco, although they're in Santa Clara, so it's different. Go ahead, sorry.
San Francisco could be a potential Super Bowl potential team, no matter what we feel about our team. most guys we see take big money, go to teams just for big money. But this guy's almost like he's actually trying to win a Super Bowl. So if he's one of the hottest receivers, the best receivers, and we offered a lot more money, he turned us down. It's not that he loves that. It's the fact that he don't believe in his heart that this is a Super Bowl caliber team with him on it, period.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have to look at it. It goes back
to the maybe free agents just don't want to play here.
Well, and there's also some
rumblings.
But
in football, it never seemed to be that way.
There's also some rumblings going back to college that Brandon Ayuk didn't get along with a couple guys on this team.
Yeah,
so.
But you know what? Football money isn't NBA money. See what I'm saying? So they really have to get their bag when their opportunity comes up. Just like you said, they one hit away from not having, you know, that bag. So if the Browns offered him major bag and he turned it down and took less money to go back to San Francisco, yeah, you could. Part of it is he might love the city of San Francisco, but to turn down life-altering money, that tells you, like, listen, he don't believe the Patriots or the Browns or maybe the Steelers are a Super Bowl contending team. And a lot of these guys, and I don't want to put this man out there bad, they don't want to be the Charles Barkley in the NFL. If they have opportunity to win the Super Bowl, they're going to do it. They don't want to end their careers without having a championship ring.
I buy what you're saying. Corey, I want to have one side story with you real quick. Jeff and I were sitting around talking. Did you see? I think it's Akron that plays them. Did you see what the name of the stadium is in? It's the Gwinnett Stripers that play there, but the stadium's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Did you see the name of it?
No.
Guess what the name of it is?
What is it?
Cool Ray Field.
See, there you go. It's going to be a great field.
You need to get some t-shirts from there, man.
I need to. We need to coin that Cool Ray from Bedford. This is where it started. You guys created me. Now you guys are stuck with me. I'm like a bad relationship.
Goodbye, Cool Ray.
Well, make sure you get compensated at least somewhat. At least some free tickets.
Yeah, Cool Ray Field. Lawrenceville, Georgia. Jeff brought it up the other day. He goes, hey, did you see this? I'm pretty sure the Rubber Ducks are playing it.
That's all right.
Ryan in Detroit. Hey, Rhino, what's up, man?
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to chime in on the unique scenario of the Browns making an approach. Obviously, just being one of the heavy hitters in the NFL gives us, all of us Browns fans, just high hopes, obviously, that we are in it to win it for years to come, at least. I know it's a moot point, being that, obviously, it wasn't acquired. At the same time, we know that Barry and Haslam and company are doing their due diligence to make us Browns fans happy because, again, it just feels like they know they have something big. People want to invest in this thing. Obviously, new stadium conversation, the whole plethora of different things moving forward that you just get that realization this is going to be for years to come mentality, signing good players. With that being said, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Some of these guys, you know, have baggage with them coming in, joining our team. You know, again, it is what it is. I mean, hopefully that's behind them. But again, at the same time, it's just really good to know that they're trying at least minimally. And we have our draft picks again coming up. Everything is in the positive momentum and that mentality. Now we just got to get these darn wins and just showcase we are the real deal. Hey, little tidbit on Donovan, man. Jim Donovan, that is. Hey, man, he's Cleveland all the way. He's Big Chuck and Little John mentality. He was just that great voice, obviously. And but again, I just want to just say that he is one of the greats that go down like a Joe Tate. With that being said, go Browns. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate it. Rhino checking in from all over the country. Yeah, we're so blessed with the play-by-play guys in this town. I don't think people realize, you know, how good the play-by-play guys are. And then, you know, you've listened to Jim for the last 25 years do these games, and it's just, it's sad, but he's going to fight, and I don't know. We had a couple tough stories this morning we were talking about, and that's definitely one of them. And, you know, we're sending good vibes and good wishes. I think the entire city is. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing but love to Jimmy Donovan. Keep fighting. Keep doing everything that you got to do to beat this thing and do the best that you possibly can with it. It has been – I am very lucky that for the last 5 years I've worked on the Browns Radio Network with Jim Donovan. He has been wonderful to work with. He has been a great guy, a lot of fun. It's been a privilege to be there along the way with him, and I hope that we get to do it again. And I hope that there are more broadcasts in the future.
Well said.
So, All right, so we need to do as well, like, you know, a lot of other stuff going on in the league, a lot of all over the place, but the big thing going on, of course, everybody focusing in on the Browns, what's going on with that, and so we give you our training camp update. So there's not much of an update, Andy. They're all
off
on vacation.
Today.
Yeah, they're off today, they're off tomorrow, they're off Sunday, they'll be back on Monday. You know, it's they're taking the long weekend.
I'm getting reports of players hopping on airplanes, going to see their family for the weekend, going to do some stuff like that. Getting a little time. It is interesting, though, that, I mean, a week from today, we are going to be talking about football in general, NFL football. And I can't wait. I can't think of a better game to start the season than Baltimore, Kansas City.
Oh, heck yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to be in first place before you even have to take a snap
well,
on Sunday?
Everybody's in first place already. We're
well,
in
no,
first place
I mean,
right
if
now.
Kansas City can just come through on Thursday night, right?
You're in first place right now, man.
Not really. You're tied for first place. If Baltimore can lose, then you got a chance to jump. That's when you only have 17 opportunities, 17 unique chances to add to your team standings and being able to do that. That's interesting because now you're looking at what, you know, Thursday and then I forgot we got the game on Friday too.
Okay, you got to go to San Paolo.
I got to be honest, between college and pro, I'm not a big fan of these Friday games.
Gotta
I'm
go
not.
To San Paolo. Go to Brazil.
Just think, we could have been
Eagles
talking about the
Packers.
Browns in Brazil this week. It was that close.
Where they told both teams you shouldn't wear green because of gang affiliations. This is a great idea. Let's play in Brazil.
That is not true.
That is 100% true.
They told both teams to not wear green in this game because of gang affiliations?
It's 100% true. Yeah. Let's go to São Paulo. It's going to be great.
Isn't the primary color of both of these teams?
It's going to be great.
Green?
It's going to be great. Get excited.
Oh, I'm glad we're not going.
Yeah, you kind of should be. Look, Rio is absolutely gorgeous, and especially Copacabana Beach, though don't swim in it because of all the runoff. And you shouldn't swim in it anyway because you got cocaine sharks out there, which should pretty much tell you not to do anything involving swimming.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous city that is in rough shape financially. But the league wants to expand, and they're willing to offer the money, and they're willing to offer the place.
How do you feel about these? I mean, we have college football games tonight, too. I don't like it. Can we just leave Friday nights for high school? Just leave it for high school. I can live with one college football game. Like, if you really don't like high school, all right, give me one college football game. One big college Friday night football game, and I can live with that. But I don't need to see the NFL on. I don't need to see it on Friday next week. I don't. I know they want this international thing. Maybe if it was this weekend because it's Labor Day weekend. Oh, wait. When they go to 18 games, there's another option for you. With another bye week in there. But now you want to spread it out to President's Day weekend, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They've got some logistical things if they're going to get to 18 games. I'm not a big fan of these Friday night games, whether they're college or pro.
So quick correction, that was a misnomer that I had there. The NFL has come out and said that one of the teams will be wearing green in this whole thing.
Oh, way to start problems there, media man.
Well, you know, I saw that floating around a little bit.
I thought
bit.
It was weird that you're wearing a green t-shirt today,
you know,
too.
We give a correction. That was a misnomer that is going around there, but that was circulating for a little bit. But yes, yeah, so one of the teams will be wearing green. So we're good. You know, we got to correct ourselves. Look out for ourselves.
All right, you need to correct what we're about to talk about in the next segment, because I got to tell you, you don't even realize what holiday is coming up next.
Well, let's, and that, my friend, is our training camp update before we get into what's next.
All right, we'll do that when we return here in a moment. Baskin and Phelps plus Brian Anderson. Coming up at high noon, it is Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.